Views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
By the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, Burger King, Fidelity Bank Bahamas, J.S. Johnson, the Water and Sewage Corporation, the Cleveland Clinic, and the Pan American Health Organization.
Bahamas, and welcome to the revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. My name's Juan McCartney. So good to have you with us. We got quite a number of things going on today in the nation. One of the most impactful things, I believe, is the price of gasoline and diesel, which are, as far as I'm aware, and as far as people in the petroleum industry I've spoken to, this is the highest it has ever been, period. I'd say 20 years, I've been paying, how old am I? 30. I've been driving for like 20 odd years, and I've never seen gas prices this high. And as a matter of fact, it must be a record high because gas prices were probably half of what they are today, 20-odd years ago. I couldn't imagine what it is in the Family Islands. It must be broaching $9 on some Family Islands per gallon, which is insanity because the Family Islands have those huge, long roads that you got to drive on to get from settlement to settlement, particularly if you're on one of the bigger islands like Eleuthera or Abaco, you know, Long Island, XYZ. I can't imagine how this is impacting them. The price of diesel is also at a record high. Diesel is now going for about $5.25 per gallon. This is an incredibly challenging situation for Bahamians, and you got to try to figure out how to squeeze the most juice out of this lemon that you possibly can. So I talked to one of the petroleum dealers today, and he said, look, don't carpool. That's not a viable strategy. Don't buy less gas. Don't stop the level of places that you go. He said what you should do for those who can, and this is difficult because he was with Esso, and Esso is now at $6.16 per gallon, if you can wrap your mind around that. $6.16 per gallon. The Rubis gas, where I got gas from Rubis today, it's at $6.33 per gallon. Shell is at $5.50 per gallon. All right. Now, I'm a Rubis guy, but I talked to one of the Esso guys, and he said, what you do, if you can afford it, you go fill up your car. All right. Now, again, not everybody's going to be able to do that. I have like a Jeep, an SUV, right? Like a crossover, whatever, like this, whatever they call it, the size. And I was on E. And for me to get my car to half a tank today, it cost me $50. So $50 will get you less than 8 gallons of gas. All right. Because my car is like almost 16 gallons to fill. So if I wanted to fill my car up, I would have spent $100. So his advice is fill your car up, okay? And when you see your gas gauge start going to about half a tank, you could go put another 20 in it, right? Or you hit a quarter tank, put another 20 in it. All right, and also when you fill your car up, put the gas, the additive thing, right? The gas treatment. He said one of those will help you get more efficiency, get a long way. You also got to make sure your car is tuned. I got to get my oil changed now so that we can deal with optimum performance, but it's just difficult to do so. It's really going to get hairy for a lot of people out there. Now, I mentioned diesel. So I went at $6.33 a gallon, got me half a tank. All right. I mentioned diesel. Diesel's at $5.25 a gallon. That's the highest that this retailer I spoke to said that he's ever seen it. Diesel, of course, is what is used by on ships, what is used on boats, what is used on the big trucks that are driving around all our stuff and food and building supplies. Diesel is what we use on jitneys, all right? And they have not been able to get a price increase on jitneys. It's going to be a domino effect. So there's going to be great pressure exerted on this. And he said that we're now really feeling the effects of the war in Ukraine, yeah? Because the military vehicles, transports, all that, they use diesel. The planes, I guess they use avgas for the planes, but helicopters and all this too. But we're really going to feel the pinch. And I think he said this before, but he said he won't be surprised if by summer we're hitting $8 a gallon. Now, $8 a gallon is not a scenario that I want to think of as being the norm in Nassau. Because if it's $8 a gallon in Nassau, it means probably going to be $11, $12, possibly, on the Family Islands. And it's not going to be good at all for us. So we got that going on. There's a lot happening. By the way, before I go any further, let me give a shout out to all the guys over there at Air Traffic Control, who are dealing with the what appears to be record numbers of flights coming in for spring break. One of my friends is at Baja Mar over the weekend, and he sent me some videos. It's packed. All right. So I got to give a shout out to all the air traffic controllers who are dealing with all the spring break traffic. They're doing a great job. We know you guys are working hard. You're up there in the tower. It's not easy. I've seen some of the screenshots of the traffic going on. It's just really a lot. Record arrivals, record departures, which is a good thing for tourism. All right. But we want to give a shout out to the air traffic controllers because they're keeping everything safe and keeping everything moving. All right. Now, here's the thing. All right. My friend was at Baja Mar. He said Baja Mar is packed. Warwick is packed, Atlantis is packed with spring breakers. And that's good. That's good. However, the video that my friend sent me from Bond Nightclub, okay, there are, I want to be careful how I say this so that nobody gets particularly offended, but I'm trying to help. I swear I am. There appears to be an inordinate number of young girls who are here for spring break who are drinking themselves into oblivion. Now, that's what they want to do with their lives. Not a problem. Not a problem. Okay? I'm going to say this to you, though, Bahamian men. The difference in the understanding of consent often shifts dramatically from being drunk to when a person sobers up. Okay, so don't let anyone confuse you, all right? You do not want to put yourself in a position where you have a problem with somebody who was too incapacitated to properly give consent. Okay? That's what I got to say. Be careful. All right? You could run yourself up on brakes. Just be careful. All right? Okay. Sorry. It is what it is. I was young once too. All right? I was all about spring break, et cetera, X, Y, Z. I've seen Very, very many. Again, I don't want to offend you, but I'm just talking real life. I've seen a lot of jet ski operators. I have seen a lot of young men who work at hotels, yeah, and otherwise get in very, very serious problems the day after, all right, where you and the young lady had an agreement on a certain set of circumstances and how they should move forward, and the next day her version of events changes. And that does happen because of the actual difference between drunkenness and sobriety. All right. Now, let's talk about some other things. All right. Well, we could talk about this thing, too. So gas prices, you're in very, very steep territory here. And I'm trying to cover a few things because they're doing a lot of work on Village Road. By the way, Ministry of Public Works, not everybody should have the flag, right, to direct traffic. I know you want to, like, take turns. Some of them are overzealous, yeah? On where you're digging a what appears to be a swimming pool in the middle of Village Road by the Bahamas National Trust. Not everybody needs the flag. Not everybody's, you know, cut out for it. Maybe you call traffic police if you can find them. They come do it for a few hours. Makes a little more sense. Okay. It says, Juan, gas is $6.33 a gallon, a new day. Yeah, okay, and while I don't blame the Progressive Liberal Party for the price of gas, I do think that if the Progressive Liberal Party were not in power, they would be the first to comment about the price of gasoline. Because it's a deep, deep concern. And I think that at the very least, the government should say, here's why we're not taking a particular action on gasoline, because the Prime Minister talked about why he didn't want to do what Barbados did in the House of Assembly, although it didn't make a ton of sense to me. Like, you shouldn't say, if Barbados is doing something to impact the price of gas, you shouldn't go, well, we could do that too, but then we got to do all the other stuff Barbados does. That doesn't make any sense to me. Like, if you say, okay, we believe there's some easement coming, here are the other areas that we're going to try to ease this for the next 6 to 8 months, because it looks like the war in Ukraine ain't going to wrap up very soon. I could see that, but I don't see just going, well, you know, why don't we get income tax too? Right? All right. By the way, COVID-19 vaccines and boosters are now available at South Beach Clinic on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. On Wednesday at Flamingo Gardens Clinic, 1 to 5 p.m., Elizabeth Estates Clinic, 3 to 6 p.m., and Fleming Street from 4 to 6 p.m., and at Marathon Mall, Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., visit vax.gov.bs to book an appointment, or simply walk in to any of our locations. All right. This is crazy fuel prices, Juan. When I was fishing in 2020, diesel was $3.50. We got to try fish via flicking sailboat now. I advise people try drive during off-peak hours and don't mess with no drive-throughs or making out in the car, no sitting in one place, burning gas, LOL. Y'all still go park and fool around in the car? Enough of y'all ain't get robbed doing that? Alrighty? Plus, your car don't like it. You never heard that? Anyway. Your vehicle's a woman, right? I know I should shut up. I know it. Before I say it, I realize it. Your vehicle's a woman, and she gets jealous when you have another woman in the car. That's so she's going to break down on you because she don't like it. All right, next text. This is great show as usual. I tell people gas price will be over $8 a gallon if this war in Ukraine continues. Summertime, a lot of people light will be off. What I do, I fill up my car and I stay my hip home. I don't drive around. I tried peaking gas once. It did not work out good for me. Is that what it's called, keeping it at a peak? It says, Juan, trust me on this. People will soon start siphoning gas. Y'all out there, don't play around my car with this siphoning gas because you'll see a Bahamian cut it. Yeah, that may be a thing, too, where people start stealing gasoline. You know, I don't doubt it. They steal, like, propane tanks now. I don't know that there's a big, huge gulf between doing that and trying to siphon gas out of your car. Which is strange to me. It says, The Life of a Male Rough by Avatar 1. Well, listen. I'm just keeping it as real as I possibly can with you. Many, many lives have taken a very drastic turn when the alcohol wears off. All right? I'll say that to you. All right? I was in my 20s a long, long time ago. I totally understand what's going on. You must use your discretion. And we're grown up enough now, and we've seen enough now to understand, and you should teach your kids this, right, or whomever, to understand that a woman who is drunk out of her mind cannot give consent, okay? Neither can a man, all right? And that ain't me being Mr. Virtuous. That's me explaining to you how the courts work, all right? So a woman can say, the court can look at it and go, I did not give my consent, okay? I want to talk about a different thing, too. Let me get to all your stuff here. It says, bro, the media is a disgrace. We're all under COVID restrictions, masking, social distance. It looks like when the royals come home, none of that matters. Sybil Strawn, 3. Actually, I wanted to talk about this. I don't know how you get the media as a disgrace, right? The media ain't made no COVID restrictions, but I do want to talk about that, all right? I can't talk about who's a disgrace and who's worthless media. And I don't know. Like, do you think maybe, particularly this text writer, do you think you're too invested in, like, the media? I get that sometimes. Like, I know that there's a responsibility of the media to act and to do things, but do you feel as though that you're possibly looking at us to make you feel better about what you're dealing with? Because I actually agree with you. I don't know why you got to talk about the media as a disgrace and all this nonsense. I mean, that's not even sensible because you haven't even had an opportunity to have anybody question what's going on. But I'm about to do so, all right? But fine, you want to talk about the media as a disgrace, knock yourself out. No problem. I don't always like how we are either. Okay, so this is my thing, right? Out of the, 72 hours that Prince William and Kate, is she a princess or a duchess? Or is it interchangeable? Whatever. The 72 hours that they were here, I want to say for maybe 5 minutes, they wore a mask, right? You had the greeting at the airport, and the officers were wearing masks. None of the British people I saw come off that plane were wearing masks. The Duke and Duchess weren't wearing masks. You had a ball, a reception or whatever for them with hundreds of people. Again, nobody wearing masks. We had a crime conclave with, I want to say, 40 people in the office of the Prime Minister yesterday. I saw Ryan Pinder and maybe one other person intermittently wearing masks. I saw William and Kate go to Montague. I hardly saw anyone wearing masks. However, when I drove up Shirley Street, I saw they had Defense Force and Police Force officers all up and down wearing cloth masks that I'm pretty sure the CDC said don't even work. And they were standing by themselves outside wearing masks. I say all this to say, why are we the only people that I'm aware of that are still practicing this mask stuff? Everyone else has moved on. The hotels don't require them. But yet I can't go into the store to buy a bottle of water without having on some sort of mask. And this is going to sound racial, but I'm going to go there. We're taking our lead. It's, you know what it's like? You're going to get mad at me, but I got to make a stark comparison to make a point. Remember that story? That's not true. That they said, like, they celebrate Fox Hill Day because it took a week for them to get to them. to tell them that slavery had been abolished. Like, that's how I feel we are. Like, America stopped all the mass stuff. That's, I thought, who we were listening to. And England's, Britain stopped all the mass stuff. Most of Europe has stopped all the mass and all COVID restrictions for that point. Jamaica's ended all the COVID restrictions. Cayman, I think, has as well. Why are we still doing it? Like, who are we waiting on to tell us that we don't have to do this anymore? Because we just took this lead from someone else to tell us that this is what we should be doing. Masking, and then you can social, it's 6 feet, then it's 3 feet. There's not enough COVID in the country to create community spread, A. B, you got a good amount of people who are vaccinated, yeah? All right. C, we're going to have to continue moving on with our lives, because I don't see the logic in us saying masks aren't required at hotels, X, Y, Z, and you're talking about, oh, the visitors are vaccinated and everything like that, but yet we got to still do all the masking and all this nonsense and everything like that. And I didn't have on my mask the other day. I went out to, well, let me not rat anybody out, but I went to a popular spot Saturday evening, and nobody had any masks, and the police were standing right there. Right? And nobody had on masks. But yeah, we're still adhering to all these COVID protocols. Yeah, we still mask our children to go to school, right? We're masking two-year-old children when they go to school to protect them from what? I'm curious. The COVID that's not there? What are we talking about? So I don't know what we're doing anymore. And I think it's hypocrisy. And I think that if you're going to hold huge meetings with all the different stakeholders from 10 different agencies to talk about crime, which we will talk about, and nobody's going to wear a mask, or they just pump fake like they're wearing a mask, you're all indoors, you're going out to Montague, no one's wearing masks, you're having a ball, no one's wearing masks, you're in the middle of downtown, nobody's wearing a mask, then what's the point? Why do I got the guy at the gas station wants to, like, shoot me in the face because I forgot my mask? I don't get it. And you're always on me. Oh, you don't believe in COVID protocol. No, it's not that. I think that there's a time and a place for it. And we're the only people out here I see still going to got to wear the mask and to go in the store, right? When the people who handed this down to us, they don't do it anymore. So why are we? We just love it, right? It's like the colonial path. We just love it. We love it. We don't know why, right? We just love it. That's what they said do. That's what we're doing. We love it. Even though they don't do it anymore, we're still going to do it. We got to take a break. We'll be back.
You do coffee your way.
Double shot, decaf, cappuccino.
Light roast, Colombian, no milk.
You do vacations your way.
Hiking boots, tent, mountains.
Five-star hotels and theater.
And now you can do insurance your way.
Online.
Email.
Chat.
WhatsApp.
Or in branch. For home, car, travel, boat, or business insurance, do it anyway with NUA Insurance agents and brokers. Visit NUAinsurance.com, call, or stop by a branch today.
How important collecting your money can be to the success of your business. Start your relationship with Fidelity today so that we can show you the many options available to you with our merchant services, from click and pay options online to merchant terminals and e-commerce options. We're here to help your business succeed. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit any of our branches.
Samantha's always on point. She doesn't miss a thing. When she signs up for any insurance policy, she reads all the fine print. She knows what's covered, what's not covered, and she's aware of her deductibles. When it comes to insurance, it pays to know your policy. Review every insurance policy so you know what you're covered for. This message was brought to you by the Insurance Commission of the Bahamas.
Let Wendy's heat up your morning. Wake up with our new hot honey chicken biscuit that is forged in flavor and made fresh every morning just for you. Forged from a fusion of sweet honey and spicy heat. Wendy's new hot honey chicken biscuit is our breaded premium all-white chicken breast topped with habanero honey, served on a fresh baked buttermilk biscuit. It offers the perfect balance of sweet heat. Better mornings always start at Wendy's.
One thing there is no debate about is that BTC has the best rates. Now, the best rates just got better because you pay half the price of the other guys with your BTC home internet and mobile services combined. Switching to BTC is a no-brainer because I pay less with BTC and get super fast internet with speeds up to 600 megs. The other guys, their internet only go up to 105 megs.
Get all the internet you want at half the price when you bundle your home internet and mobile. Visit a BTC store to make the switch today. Conditions apply.
Children are a blessing and should be treated with love and care. They deserve safe, stable, and nurturing relationships, a supportive family environment, and positive social networks. Mothers, fathers, teachers, aunties, uncles, neighbors, Bahamas, let's do our part to stop the physical, sexual, and mental abuse of our children. Make the calls, file the reports, save precious lives. Let's join hands and hearts and say no more to child abuse. This message was brought to you by CFAL. Growing wealth for future generations.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney. So good to have you with us. What is this? Oh, for Christ's sake, I know you guys were going to talk about it. Hey, Juan, what's your opinion on the slap? I think Will overreacted. Why didn't he slap the little boy she was dealing with? He's a disgrace. Gotcha. Okay, here's the thing. I'm going to help you out, right? I don't care what Will Smith does or doesn't do. He's rich and famous, and you can let me know when, like, Men in Black 7 is coming out. But in terms of what Will Smith and Chris Rock and all, they were talking about this on the Today Show. This is why I think that, you know, we need to start over. After the apocalypse, we're gonna have different sorts of TV shows, I think. They were talking about this on the Today Show, right? Like, Saddam Hussein came back from the dead and was leading, like, the four horsemen, right, and the beast to go conquer the rest of the world. Like, what the hell are y'all talking? Like, that's the most important thing that's going on. Not the war in Ukraine, right? Not Will Smith. And it speaks to how far we've fallen in terms of what we pay attention to. And this is the Americans, right? I could see them checking like that because these are their, like, celebrities, but we've now sucked up and glommed onto this American nonsense about celebrity worship, right? Like, I don't care what Will Smith does in his private life, honestly, or any of these people, right? And we spend so much time here in the Bahamas. Like, I'm sorry, did Will Smith raise money for Dorian or something? Does this impact me? Does Will Smith know that we have a serious murder problem going on with young men? Did he speak to that we should be wrapped up in what happened? I see JoBeth Colby posting something on Twitter. You say, what did she say? Let me see this. This is our problem. This is for you too, JoBeth Colby, right? And you should think. You're a cabinet minister. You must think about these things before you say them, okay? And you're a young cabinet minister and you're new. You have to be careful about what you say in public. It is a major problem that a Bahamian cabinet minister is glomming onto this issue of Will Smith and Chris Rock. A, B, okay, you're on Twitter and you say men are natural protectors. When they truly love a woman, it's harder for them to turn it off. Jada's reaction shows hurt. Let this be a lesson. Okay, so JoBeth Colby, Dave, a lesson to whom? you say this to say that nobody should critique you, or they risk getting hurt from your husband? You're minister of the cabinet. I am, unless you tell me different, I am quite certain that the message you want to send is not one that men should react violently when their feelings or the feelings of their wife are hurt. That can't be the message you're trying to send. A, as Minister of Transport, when gas is $6.33 a gallon, because I'd like to see the tweet about that, that can't be the message you're trying to send. B, when we have young men killing each other left, right, and center on this one little rock called New Providence. You let this be a lesson, JoBeth Colby Davis. We're all pulling for you. Most of us are. We all want you to do well. I love your focus and energy on what your portfolio is. There are some things that a cabinet minister must be more circumspect about. So in terms of Will Smith, I care about it that our cabinet appears to have so little to do that they now talk about what's going on with Will Smith and Jada Pinkett. Why in the hell do I care in the Bahamas what happens with Will Smith and Jada Pinkett? What is it that you're trying to say? This thing with celebrities and American television, it's running us up on breaks. We're out here looking strange, I gotta tell you. Yeah? So what are we saying? I just made a critique of you. I should expect your husband to try to slap me. And then my reaction should be what? With your husband. How does that ends that there? Or does violence only beget violence? What are we trying to say? See, because I don't care about Will Smith or Jada Pinkett. That might hurt some of your feelings because I know y'all like love him. But I don't care, right? These are rich people who are far removed from me. And they don't know we're alive, as far as I'm aware. All right. But that we have cabinet ministers now trying to give, what is it? Let this be a lesson. What are you doing? You have to be more circumspect in your public utterances. This is not an appropriate tweet for a cabinet minister. And I don't know that that's the message that you want to send. All right. I think that's a misstep. So we have to focus on what is about the Bahamas and what is for the Bahamas and stop getting caught up in everyone else's strange business, right? Okay? Because I don't care. What happened to Will Smith? I don't care what's going on with Will Smith. All right? I do care our cabinet or members of our cabinet are focused on that issue. Again, gas is $6.33 a gallon. This is where the energy should be focused, okay? We had a royal visit, and I agree with Chester Cooper, the priceless boon to tourism, but he made some comments that have implications for the rest of the Caribbean. And I think that should receive a serious level of focus. We have our prime minister who had a crime conclave yesterday with almost every cabinet minister talking about what's going on. And we clearly have a issue in the Grove. Let me say it again. The Grove has a very serious issue right now where there is clearly a massive gang war going on. Why y'all just don't cordon off the Grove and go tighten the net, I don't know. Maybe that's what you're going to do. You don't want to say it. But we got to focus, bruh. All right? We got to focus in this country. All right? Will Smith ain't pertinent to what goes on in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. Now, you want to deal with that in your personal life and that gets your jollies off and all that? Great. Me, my opinion on Will Smith, I don't care what Will Smith does. All right? I care that a cabinet minister seems concerned about it and wants to send a lesson, apparently. And I think it's unfortunate. Right? We've got to show that we're thinking clearly. I want to say some things about this, what Prince William had to say, too. And the entirety of this royal visit throughout the country. All right. We got a break for news. What does it say? It says, I'm also with you. I don't give two hoots what Will is doing in his relationship. What I care about is all this killing going on in this country. Let me show you how bad this is, right? While y'all are, because these are rich people problems, right? And I'm certain if I were a rich person, like whatever that means to these people, or some celebrity, or what do y'all call? Influencers, is that what you call yourselves? I'm sure then maybe I would care, right? I'm not checking for Will Smith. You know what I'm checking for, right? Last night I went out to go have a drink with my friend, all right? And we were sitting outside an establishment, and a blue Honda kept pulling into the parking lot and leaving. And we kept watching this blue Honda pull into the parking lot and come back. And apparently, at the end of the day, we found out it was a young lady who was waiting for someone who was inside the bar. But we were worried that someone was going to open fire. So grown men, right, who are working people, we're sitting outside about, we're worried that someone's going to open fire from a car. And the fact of the matter is that there are a lot of Bahamians who believe that that's a distinct possibility and who do not believe they're protected, all right? So if you want to talk about Will Smith and Jada Pinkett and Chris Rock or the Academy Awards or whatever, I can't imagine why you'd care at this point. Knock yourself out. We're not going to be able to afford gas soon. The jitneys aren't going to be able to run soon. I'm not exaggerating. We're going to soon be pricing ourselves out of the excursion and tour market because of fuel prices. And we got a crazy murder problem going on in the inner city, particularly in the Grove. So I'd like to deal with that and no longer discuss what's going on with Will Smith. Okay? Why a cabinet minister felt the need to address it, I have no earthly idea. We'll be right back.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9
FM. 96.9
FM.
Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney. It's so good to have you with us. Someone sent me Dwayne Sands has a voice message. So Dwayne Sands has a voice message about what Joe Beth Colby said. You got to be careful. So I'm being honest here. And listen, let me explain to you the difference between Hollywood and real life. So what do we expect? Joe Beth Colby's husband to now go and attack Dwayne Sands, and what's supposed to happen after that? Because I'm going to help you here. Just real quick, we're not going to talk about Will Smith all day because I got bills to pay. When I went to the gas station today, I said, put 50 in the tank, please. And then when it didn't hit $8, I said, but, you know, Will Smith slapped Chris Rock. And they were like, that's great. It's still 8 gallons, right? I'm sorry, when it hit 8 gallons. It's still 8 gallons. Right? My children's school fee, it's still what it is. Right? My son came to me this morning and he said, my shoes are too tight, right? And his tennis shoes are too tight and my daughter's shoes are too tight. I was supposed to buy him some on Saturday, but my son had a swim meet. By the way, congratulations to my son who came first in his age group, but in his race, in the swim meet. And I wanted to say to my son, yeah, but Will Smith slapped Chris Rock. That don't change the price of shoes. All right? I got a real life to live. Y'all are caught up in fantasy. Because here's the thing. Will Smith is rich and famous, and he ain't going to go to jail. All right? You slap someone around here, you hit someone around here, they're going to file charges on you. You're going to get locked up. Or they're going to have somebody who's just as bad mind come back at you. And we're going to have a never-ending cycle of nonsense, just like we got going on in the Grove right now. So, please, everybody grow up. Everybody step into reality with me. We are not Will Smith and Jada Pinkett and Chris Rock. These people are not our people. None of them is behaving as far as I'm aware. Let's get it together. Let's deal with our national issues, particularly everyone in cabinet. All right? Please. Let's get serious about life. And I don't think Joe Beth Colby should have said that or posted that. And it's not that someone needs to, not that someone's attacking you. It's just not a good message for a public figure to send. The day, the evening over, the morning after, whatever, the prime minister holds a crime conclave because these young men are slaughtering each other. All right? You stay in these celebrity business all you want. At the end of the day, these fellas run here killing each other. All right? On site, they open and fire, they murdering people. I read a story yesterday about a guy who was in court being arraigned for drugs. He was with his cousin when he was caught the other day. His cousin got bail before him. The man who allegedly murdered his cousin was arraigned during the same court hearing as him. The man broke down in tears. So this man is standing in front of you. The police say murdered your cousin who you were just with the other day. You're being arraigned on drug charges. Your cousin was supposed to too, but he's dead now. Where does that end? Where do the adults step in and explain that this behavior cannot be condoned, not even on the smallest level? When does that happen? All right? Because I'm interested in real-life solutions. Like I said, when Men in Black 7 or 8 or 9 comes out, holler at me. I'll think about going to it. But step into reality of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. I'm not saying you shouldn't worry about Will Smith and Jada Pinkett. I'm saying I can't worry about Will Smith and Jada Pinkett in terms of trying to solve national issues. Y'all are wildin'. All right. That's just me. Hopefully we can end that. All right. We got a lot going on. All right? I mean, a lot. Yeah? That requires an intense level of focus from everyone involved. All right. Let's do. Says, I want them with you. That's all I hear about this morning is the Oscars. We have the war, gas prices, murders. Let's talk about that. But Juan, if I was Will, I would have given another Bain Town slap. Yeah, fine. No problem. You'd have given a Bain Town slap. No problems. Where does that end? Right? Where does that all end is my question. We're now starting to... anyway, never mind. Forget it. I want to deal with reality, man. Right? Y'all are out here. Y'all are all, what, independently wealthy? Hook me up, then. Come drop. Let me ask my wife what size shoe. I think he wears a 7. Yeah? Come drop a pair of size 7 Nikes. They got to be black. Yeah. Come drop a pair of size 7 Nikes. Black Nikes here for my son, and my daughter needs, I think she's 6 girls, right? So come drop, since y'all ain't got nothing better to do than to follow celebrities. Y'all are rich and got everything straight, so just come drop the shoes to me, because I got real world stuff to worry about. Says, hi, Juan. So what does that mean for BEC's pricing? All right, now this person's thinking. There you go. Exactly. What does that mean? Because you see, BPL's been setting the stage for, oh, the hedge thing ain't work. So it's X, Y, Z. So what BPL's been doing is trying to set this stage for what's to come. Your bills are going to come out in about 10 days. All right? I'd love to know what all this means. I'd love to know what the fuel charge is going to look like. Is it going to be the 13, what did Hasty say, 13.5? Or is it going to be 13.7? Is it going to be 13.7 that Hasty talked about? I believe it's 13.7. Or is it going to be the 10.5? Is the government going to subsidize that? What does this mean? Right? And I'm not mad at you that you had a ball for the Duke and Duchess. I'm not mad at you that you had a reception. I'm not mad at you that you hosted them. That's what you do. I would want to believe that if the Prime Minister of Jamaica came, all right, with his wife on an official visit, that we would, you know, roll out the red carpet for them as well. I got a problem with your COVID policies that seem to only be related to the rest of us. Right, and when y'all don't want to go by the COVID policies, y'all don't go by the COVID policies, but we're made to go by the COVID policies. I got a problem with all that. All right, and also, I'm going to say this isn't going to be popular either. I got a problem with all these Caribbean leaders profiling. Like, y'all about this life talking about becoming a republic, right? So, and I like Holdness, you know what I mean? I think he's a smart guy. I've been watching for a long time. All right, I do. And I'm not even talking about decorum. But what you pump faking for Will and Kate for about becoming a republic? You ain't had no serious discussion about Jamaica becoming a republic. None of you have. What you around here profiling for? Because you'd look good. You ain't got no election coming up. You ain't got to do all that. All right? You just won the election. You ain't got to do all this. Now, I know you talked about reparations before. We could talk about that. But what y'all profiling about republic? That ain't happening with y'all. Maybe now you'll do it because Mia Motley did it. When Prince Harry visited Jamaica a decade ago, Portia Simpson Miller was the prime minister of Jamaica. She told Harry that Jamaica was interested in becoming a republic. Harry said, great, sounds fun, right? The Jamaica's done nothing to move the dial on that. I don't know why William come and you feel, oh, we republic again. What are you trying to like get some clout to? Because like the BBC and all of them are interested in how the Caribbean feel. The BBC don't care about the Caribbean? Y'all told them about the murder problem we got going on? Y'all told them about this stark lack of development we've had in the country compared to Britain over the past 50 years? So to me, save it, right? Be about it, do it. You don't have to wait till William get up in your face to start talking. And I'm glad that our prime minister didn't run out with all that, you know? Don't act like that's a priority for you now that you come in here. And I don't get Belize's energy. I don't get it. I don't get what y'all profiling on William for. Like, yeah, William here. Let me puff up and say something because William here. What you talking about? Go be a republic. William ain't got nothing to do with that. Go do it. You don't need him to do a thing. You don't have to agree, disagree, vote, write no law, sign nothing. You want to become a republic? You go do that. That's all. Meantime, old boy coming to visit you? Tell him don't visit if you don't want to be hospitable. That's me, right? If I don't want you come, I'm going to tell you, don't come, right? If I got, listen, my wife invited y'all to dinner. I don't like y'all. I got a problem with your Grammy, okay? Don't come. Not, yeah, she invited me to dinner. Let's bring him in and welcome him and then take this opportunity to like tell him how much we no longer like you. That's just me. I look at it different. I don't, you know, you got to show me like you about this, like this energy you got. You got to show me you about that. Because all I see, you come with that when William show up. Like, you ain't been having no serious discussion with Jamaica becoming no republic. Stop it. Now, we haven't had any here either. All right? Someone says, Joe Beth Colby deleted the tweet. Good. Yes, delete it. Delete it, Joe Beth. Be guided better than that. We're pulling for you. You may not think so. We're all pulling for you. We like you. Let me rephrase that. I like you very much. Platonically, I think you've got a great promise, right? And I want to see you do well. You ain't got to be worried about what Will Smith and Jada Pinkett talking about. Please. It says, hi, when I fully agree with this mask issue, I posted on my Facebook about this, and I don't feel I should be made to wear them since the rest of the world has gotten over them, and I haven't seen many masks at several functions lately. I got a bunch of resistance and was told it was for my safety. What's safe? Please, be serious. My response is, then, if that is the case, then everything that was bad for me should be made illegal. By the way, I don't have a problem if others wear a mask. Please, I'm an adult and can make my own decisions. I totally agree. I don't see any point for any mask anymore at all. And I don't care what you think about me for saying that. Because if the hundreds and thousands of y'all could not observe any mask protocols and it ain't no big deal, if nobody at the hotel. My friend, I told you my friend sent me the video from Bond, right? It was shoulder to shoulder, people in Bond. Nobody wearing no mask, no nothing. So this magical thinking y'all have that COVID works for one set of people and not the other under certain circumstances, I'm sorry. It doesn't work that way with me. You got to show me some data and some proof to that. All right? We're the only people who's still doing that. We're the first country in the Caribbean to do it, which was some big mark of pride for y'all. And now we're one of the last to go abandon it. It says, that's the same thing I said, Juan. Didn't Holness just win the election? Why he capping? I don't think we're ready for a republic. And if it means referendum, that's a waste too. When's the last time a referendum won with a yes? The default is, if you don't know, vote no. I mean, I'd have to re-examine our Constitution. I'm not certain that it takes a referendum to go from the monarchy to a republic, but I'll check it out. But my point is this, right? And so at least Brave Davis, I don't know what he said privately to William, okay? I don't know. But in my mind, publicly, at least Brave Davis looks like he's not a total hypocrite, because he knows we haven't been having any discussions about becoming a republic. No serious discussions. No one, in fact, there's not been any serious discussion about it. There's not been any public education about what that means, right? So if he were to tell William, yeah, man, we're looking at a republic too because, you know, we ain't no longer feeling you, I would have been like, well, why you just telling homeboy that now? Because he's here. Shouldn't you be telling us that? Because you could send them a letter. But that's just me. Not everybody's going to agree with me. So it's adults are afraid of children in the Bahamas. I don't know about that one. This says, that's why I love you. You called out where the crime is happening, not like others who always bring up that it can happen anywhere, which is true, but they're pacifying the issue. But where is it predominantly? The Grove, not Blair or Lyford Key. Man, listen, I ain't tripping. It's in the Grove. You have a problem with murder in the Grove, where they're having what appears to be open gang warfare. The situation is very serious, to the point that the Prime Minister has called a crime conclave, which I think is a very smart and pertinent thing for him to do. All right. This tack we take that, oh, murder's not this big problem. It's a problem for the people who are dying, I imagine. Just on a lighter note, lend your boy $5 out of the $50 to go with my $20 gas. That 50 gone, bruh. And that 50 got a stretch, right? That 50 got a stretch. My wife was like, she got to go to the National Stadium for the swim meet. I was like, oh, boy. I try to figure out how not to come to the guy. I have to stay home if that's possible. My kid's in school now, so it's probably possible. And do the show from home. You got to go up and down Bay Street. I got to go up and down through the hood, stopping and starting. I try to make that 50 last till Friday, at the very least. This says, agreed about the Jamaican PM. It was so rude to say that with William standing there. It was pure rudeness. What is William supposed to do then? I'm sure on a personal level, he was embarrassed. See, my thing ain't about rude, you know. My thing is, stop what you pump faking for. What you pump because William in your face? What you talking about, wholeness? You ain't about that life. You ain't been talking to no Jamaican people about no republic. That ain't been on your radar. Just when he come here, just keep it pushing. Y'all have tea, go get him some jerk, and let's move on. Says, hi, I now see why they lifted the mask mandates in that hotel where the Duke was staying. They lift the mask mandates in all the hotels. Only us out here like this. You can't go into food store without a mask. You can't go into, but you got Grammy wearing a mask and hardly breathe. Come on. 2-year-olds wearing masks. Is only us doing this still? This says, hi, Juan, what is the world coming to? Seems as if violence is now glorified. Next, you'll not be able to talk to someone without there being a fight. Will was totally wrong, and Hollywood does not impress me one bit. You're on point with your analytics. I just want to know how far we extrapolate this concept. So when a woman's talking in Parliament, if she gets criticized, her husband should violently attack somebody. I don't... Explain to me, as a member of Parliament, as a cabinet minister, why this thinking you think needs to be expressed on your social media. It says, Juan, buy Little Man some Clarks. They last long and they stretch. No, he has Clarks. He has school shoes. I need tennis shoes for PE. They got PE twice a week. I just bought him shoes. It was a few months ago, and these kids are growing like wildfire, right? So all of y'all who on, you know, it's your social media, I'm just going to assume that you're all independently wealthy and you have no real problems in life, that all this is going on and that's what you're focused on. I'm not judging you. You can talk about whatever you want on your social media. I'm just saying, particularly if you're an elected member of Parliament and you believe that the world is running like clockwork and the Bahamas is doing fine, so now we got to worry about what the hell Will Smith is doing. The shoe fund is downstairs at the Guardian. Tell Kira you have some money on it. Help me out, all right? Because I got real life going on over here. This says, here's why this Will Smith assault thing is important to us. Unless you live under a rock, U.S. celebrities have an influence on our young people, and we're a nation with no conflict resolution skills, so we have to use this as a teachable moment of what not to do as a crime in our country is escalating. Well, here's what I'm going to say to you, all right? And I didn't mean to talk about this Will Smith thing, because I really don't give a damn. If you believe that you can go around assaulting people and you're not going to be arrested and prosecuted, I suggest you stop watching so much television, okay? Every single day, people are arrested and go to court and get remanded and get sentenced for assault in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. Not with a cutlass all the time, not with a knife, not with a gun, right? Just hitting somebody. You could not only be arrested for assault, you can be sued, all right, in civil litigation. And you're going to have to go get a lawyer, right? If a judge makes a judgment against you that you have to pay restitution, you don't pay it, you go to prison. So I know we enjoy watching Hollywood, right? I'm with you. I like movies too and TV shows. Separate how these people live in the world from what the actual real world is for me, all right? Particularly if you're a member of parliament. Says, Juan, we're still trying to kill this snake crime by chopping off the tail. We need to get these youngsters back in Sunday school at an early age. The church needs to follow the example of Jesus. Thompson Lane is in the mouth of the church. We have a serious spiritual problem. Yeah, it's a spiritual problem. It's a physical problem, too, though. It's a real problem. It's a metaphysical problem, right? It's an actual problem. Says, Juan, this government is clearly not focused. We paid for a royal visit. While qualified Bahamians are either employed or underemployed, you have a crime conclave with politicians who have no clue how to fix this problem, while the stakeholders like the police and the affected communities were not. You didn't see these pictures? There's a ton of police here. Police, defense force, lawyers, community stakeholders, Christian Council. I think he did the right thing, holding a crime conclave. We don't have any shortage of issues, you know. So we got to get serious. We got to get focused. All right? We have multiple issues on top of multiple issues. All right, we got a call? No problem. Are they still there? Let's do it. Let's do whatever. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Brother McCartney, how are you, sir?
I'm great. How are you?
Good to hear your voice again.
Thank you.
On crime, Brother McCartney. We all must admit that the traditional family structure is eroded and in some cases being replaced. I am of the view that there should be some emergency order in terms of finding programs as of today to discuss really where's the breakdown and what is causing our young man to be so angry. There's no race. Do you share that view?
Yeah, I agree. Absolutely. We need to figure that out.
Mr. McCartney, I have another. This is my view. And I want to be respectful in making this comment to you, being the host of the show.
Okay.
And also to the listening audience. But Mr. McCartney, I have a strong conviction. You know that. I am of the belief Jezebel is in full force over the whole world. And she wants to have her way. She's now trying to replace the traditional marriage now that God has instituted. She is now trying to interfere with that.
Okay.
You could imagine when she gets her way with that. But I'll move on. That's not the point I'm going to make.
Okay.
Jim, do you agree with me that the FNM and the PLP, both parties, both colors, seems to show no good example of what the family structure is all about? Do you share that view?
No, man.
You didn't get me just now.
You said they don't show a good example of what the family structure is about.
No, yes, the FNM and the PLP.
I disagree with that.
You disagree?
Every leader of the Free National Movement and the PLP that I'm aware of has been married with children.
How many persons in these parties?
I would imagine thousands.
No. How many member of parliament that ran?
That ran? About 130, 140. Yeah.
I'm talking about the FNM and the PLP now.
Oh, okay. 39 each. Right.
39 each.
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm.
What percentage on each party you see an example of what family structure is all about?
Almost all of them.
All of them?
Almost all. Like 90-something percent. You could count on one hand the number of members of parliament that
Mr. McCartney, do you wear glasses?
Absolutely, I do, yeah.
You do?
I do, yeah.
You sure your glasses right?
I guess, man. Who do you see that's not married out here?
Mr. McCartney, I am saying, I've been a voter now from 1992. This is my conviction. I am not seeing a good example from none of the parties on what example they're showing from the traditional family. I'm talking about wife, husband, children. I'm not saying that. When Sir Lyndon was leader of this country, I see more of that. That was more of a principle to him. I don't know if we have five persons in the PLP married with family. I don't know if the FNM have two or three in that political party. I could be wrong.
You would be wrong.
I would be wrong?
Yeah.
I will challenge you, sir.
To say and if they're married with children?
I will challenge you. I will challenge you, sir.
But that's common knowledge.
If you could find 10 persons in the PLP with the traditional family structure, sir, I will call back on this radio. 10 persons now.
Mm-hmm.
10 who's serving right now, who show an example of what the traditional family structure is all about, and also some preachers. Those principles are gone, sir. Like your father, parent, my parent, yesteryear, Mr. McCartney, we have to admit, we are losing the traditional family structure, sir.
That may be true, but your comment about the members of parliament, that's not accurate. I'm telling you it's not. It's not accurate. Listen carefully to me. I'm just talking about Queens College, all right? Because that's where my children go. Queens College, they make you get out of your car and walk your children to class, unless your children are in, I think it's grade 6 or above, right? I have seen Chester Cooper, when he was deputy leader of the Progressive Liberal Party, drop his daughter to Queens College every day before she graduated, okay? He didn't have to walk with her because she was in high school. Every day, Chester Cooper dropped his daughter to school. I have seen Romy Ferreira drop his children to school almost daily, okay? When I think they were still at QC. I have seen Mikel Bonaby, who's, I forget which constituency he's in, but he's the chairman of Beaches and Parks, get out of his car and walk his children to school every day. He's married, as is Romy Ferreira, as is Chester Cooper. All right. I saw Ellsworth Johnson this morning walk his children to school. All right. So what you're saying is fallacious. You may not think that they promote families as robustly as you would like, but the vast majority of members of parliament are married with children. Now, if they're happy or what they're doing in their house, I don't know. But it's completely inaccurate to say that there aren't examples of people who have traditional families in our parliament. It's filled with them. All right? This says, tell that man to go away. Being married is not the gauge of character. Mother Teresa married? Was Gandhi married? Just go away with these rose-colored glasses of what's right and wrong. Assess people by what they do, not some ring on a finger. It says, good day. The caller said 3, then he went up to 10. It says, what nonsense is this caller talking about? It says, why don't they engage with gang leaders to achieve a resolution? Don't they know who's who? Engage with the gang leaders? Or did you mean to say, well, you say engage. Did you mean to say arrest? Why don't they arrest the gang leaders? I think that's what you mean. Arrest the gang leaders. All right? We're the police do a great job. We need to get serious because I'm ready to start having conspiracy laws to jail y'all. All right? Because all this, oh, you know, the good boys and this, I'm done with it. Y'all are murdering each other in the street. It ain't going to work. I'm sorry. It's not going to work. It can't continue like this. Stay tuned. We'll be back.
Girl, Junior just showed me Bulla Boy in his phone.
What you mean? He take picture of that good for nothing boy?
Shh, you don't want Bulla hair, you say that. You know she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior phone?
Oh, he there because the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police won't find anybody quick, after something happened, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick install and it will go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl. Everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing. Just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas so you can call and nobody knows you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried the other day and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick around the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
The Water and Sewage Corporation advises its customers in New Providence and the Family Islands that the corporation will commence mass disconnections beginning Monday, March 28, 2022, on all outstanding accounts and financial agreements. Customers who have not honored their financial agreements are advised to visit their local offices to update those agreements as soon as possible. And all customers are further advised to bring their accounts up to date to avoid the disconnection of their water and sewage services without further notice.
One thing there is no debate about is that BTC has the best rates. Now, the best rates just got better because you pay half the price of the other guys with your BTC home internet and mobile services combined. Switching to BTC is a no-brainer because I pay less with BTC and get super fast internet with speeds up to 600 megs. The other guys, their internet only go up to 105 megs.
Get all the internet you want at half the price when you bundle your home internet and mobile. Visit a BTC store to make the switch today. Conditions apply.
Throughout our lifetime, we must all make decisions. No matter how we choose, the right one just needs to be made. Like having J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents and Brokers as your insurance partner. We've been serving the Bahamas for over 100 years. Whether you need home, motor, marine, or commercial insurance, make the right decision. Call 397-2100 or visit jsjohnson.com.
J.S. Johnson Insurance.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Happy anniversary, My Gateway. Did you know that you can request and pay for over 35 government services on mygateway.gov.bs? Sign up today and access government services online with efficiency and simplicity. It's a celebration of a year of collective success on our digital transformation journey. My Gateway, making government work for you.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Janoon Bahamas, welcome back to the revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. FM, we're talking a variety of things. Dr. P had talked about, I think you're off course with that one, Dr. P. I do agree that the majority of kids are born out of wedlock and perhaps don't have a traditional family structure on which to rely. Not that that's an excuse for crime, but I can't put it on members of parliament that they're not presenting an example of what the traditional family structure looks like. They're almost all married. Almost all of them have children. I know a number of them. A number of them I have no idea about them. But I can't sit here and say that they're not presenting, that they're not people who cherish and take care of their families. I would be remiss in saying that. I would be lying by saying that, actually. And listen, there are a lot of people out here who don't take care of their children. Kids who don't have fathers in their lives for a variety of reasons. But the notion that people wanting to get married and raise families in safety and with decency and order and do the best they can for their lives, that doesn't just go away because you have a certain segment of people who are killing each other. All right? In fact, that's why we want a safer bomb. That's why I want, if I'm doing this for anything beside the money, because I do this for the money, but if I'm doing it for anything beside the money, right, I'm doing it so that we can have a better country for our children. All right? That's why I'm doing it. So there are lots of us out here who have families, who raise our children, who want the best for them, who want them to be safe. The vast majority of us obey the law. And in fact, the vast majority of children who don't have fathers in their lives obey the law. Okay? There are groups of people who have decided that they're going to engage in a life of crime, and we need to deal with them. That's how I feel about it. It says, Juan, you're right. Dr. P is off today. It says, Juan, I agree with the conclave on crime. I've heard it say it's just a spiritual problem. Leave it like that. I believe it's corruption why crime is out of hand. Remember that the law is made for the lawless. Okay. We have more than enough laws on the book. There are too much people who know people and believe that they could get away with anything from violation of traffic rules and regulations to petty theft. My thing is this, right? And you're going to say it's not a fair comparison. And I'm going to get to your calls right now. When there was one case of COVID-19 in the country, we shut the judgment country down. Yeah? We closed all the borders, right? And there's the argument that, yeah, people stopped traveling too, but we did. We essentially shut the borders. We started telling people they got to use their last name alphabetically to go to the store this day and that day. Remember? We locked folk down for days on end, for weekends on end, shut businesses, closed the beach, lock you up if you go get water. And you telling me that these fellas, that was when one case of COVID-19, these fellas could just start, just be murdering each other randomly. And we go, oh, well, you know, it's only so much we can do. Yet when COVID hit, there was nothing that was too extreme for you to do. So just a smidgen of the energy you had with that, you could try to apply to this and let's see what happens. We got the phone lines. Fine. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hey, good day. How you doing, Warren?
I'm great, man. How are you?
Right here, man. Right here. Warren, I quite agree with you. That's how you can identify where the immediate problem is right now. It's all over now, sir, but that, you can see that's the hot spot.
It's the Grove got a problem.
And
above and beyond everyone else, everywhere else.
So the powers that be, right? They can't see that. I mean, why did it take you to tell them that on the radio?
But I only telling you that because they tell me that, right?
Well,
okay. They know.
Yeah. But now, and then, so what you're doing about it, you saturating the area.
Exactly.
You're doing that. You got the defense force right there, you know. You understand? You end up my station. Like, I mean, I can't say that part, but anyway. But I think that's when you put in the military to go and saturate that area. Every corner is supposed to have an armed soldier on the corner. Like, you know, like, that's the thing. It's like, you have to, I mean, you ain't have everything you need, but you got, but what you have, you can make it wait. You understand?
Yep.
And one, I mean, most of the crimes that I've been here, or at least most of the murders that I've been hearing, first of all, I don't even hear the outcome of it. If they got this one in custody, or we don't even know who they're looking for. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't see no pictures on the news. I don't know nothing was going on. All I know is you got like you say, you out with your friends. You're in over the car, and if you drop your guard, it might be the car, but come out shooting. You understand? And so and you don't even know sometimes, like, if you standing next to the person, who these fellas looking out for. You understand? Like,
yeah.
I just don't get it. You can't hide. If somebody do something wrong or whatever, you can't speak out about it because you don't know if they can come by your house, shoot at you, or know where you hang out. Hey, this thing, I mean, the other day I was in Exuma. I mean, the tourists on the fish fry, just like till midnight, 2 o'clock in the morning,
right.
And they enjoying it. They ain't having no fear, nothing.
Exactly.
You understand?
Yeah.
But then we see them, they can't get it right now. So I don't know.
Listen to me. I done changed, right? So all this concept of civil liberties that I had going on, I was rah, rah, rah about. I now understand that when the government sees fit, they could shift up on all that, right? So I don't understand why the criminals feel so comfortable to be riding around murdering each other and there's no pressure put on them like there's pressure that we feel. You understand? Like make them feel uncomfortable. Put pressure on. Deal with their civil liberties.
I'm going, what happened to the drones and the CCTV camera and the gunshot detection and stuff? Where they have them? Where they have them? Because apparently they ain't working. You understand?
Yeah.
But anyway, right.
It ain't robust
enough. I can keep doing what I doing to try to stay safe. I hope you and your family do the same.
Yeah, me too. Absolutely. Yeah. All right. Appreciate it, bro. Let me tell you how crazy this is out here, right? So a friend of mine was telling me that, and he helps a lot of like kids in like homes and Simpson Pen and stuff like this, right? Boys, essentially, because he's a good man, you know? And he really don't have time to do all this, but he makes time. And he told me that a guy who he used to talk to when the guy was a teenager stopped by his office. And this is a true story, I'm telling you, that he told me. And he said, the guy said, he came in his office, and he said, hey, Mr. XYZ, you know, I just came to see you because you were the only one who used to really talk sense to us and talk reality to us about what the real world was. And he said, I got to tell you, he's like, I have a baby on the way, and I don't have any food in my house. And the guy pulls out a gun and puts it on my friend's desk, and he goes, I was about to go rob somebody. But I really want some help, and I don't want to go do that. And so, you know, my friend asked him. My friend said, tell me something. You don't have food in your house. You're going to go rob somebody. How do you get this gun, right? And he explained to him how this works. It's like you have criminals who will lend you a gun, all right? And when you go on your robbing mission, they get a cut. So they'll lend you the gun and the ammunition up front. And from you go on your robbing spree, you take the gun back to them and you give them a cut of your earnings, right? This is where we are. And my friend helped this guy, all right? He gave him some money. And the guy wanted to leave the gun there with him. And he said, no, don't do that, right? So you go either turn the gun in or go throw it, in the lake or something like that. Because I don't know who's been murdered with this gun, all right? But that's what's going on out here, all right? Now, again, I don't buy the argument that I need to go rob and I need to sell drugs because I'm broke. I don't buy that argument. But there's a criminal underworld out here that's functioning robustly, all right? And we're all sitting here dreaming like these are random acts of underprivileged children who just don't know any better, all right? Says Juan, remind your listeners that inflation often lags behind gas prices, so what we're seeing at the pump this weekend will be birth. In a few weeks, on other aspects of our lives. Yeah, possibly. Says, hi, if all of us give you $1, as you helped us during the pandemic, you can purchase 2 tennis shoes. I don't need your help purchasing tennis shoes. If you want to help somebody purchase tennis shoes, there are lots of underprivileged people who could use your help. I was just being facetious, all right? I'm just trying to make a point using an extreme example. I got my kids, all right? I'll take care of them. If I got to drag slippers and go sweep the side of the road, I got it. Right? Says Juan, so criminals don't realize McDonald's higher end. They don't want to work at McDonald's. You understand what I'm saying? That's the fallacy they sell you. I'm too broke to you know, I got exigent need. And yeah, there are people who say, I am broke. I have to go rob. I have to go da-da-da. And you don't have to do that. But there's the criminal element in the country has gotten so sophisticated that that's a viable avenue for you to go. Me personally, I think you're going to end up dead or in prison, and so I wouldn't advise you to take that route. But there are those avenues for people who are desperate. All right, we got to go to a break. We'll be back.
We believe in relationship banking. We take pride in getting to know our clients. You have access to knowledgeable, approachable ambassadors and financial coaches so that we can recommend the best product for you. At Fidelity, we care about you. From your financial health to your physical health, we can relate to you because we're just like you. Come and start your relationship banking experience with us today. Visit us online at fidelitygroup.com. Visit any of our branches in Nassau or Grand Bahama, or phone 356-7764 in Nassau, or 352-6676 for Freeport.
You do coffee your way.
Double shot, decaf, cappuccino.
Light roast, Colombian, no milk.
You do vacations your way.
Hiking boots, tent, mountains.
Five-star hotels and theater.
And now you can do insurance your way.
Online.
Email.
Chat.
WhatsApp.
Or in branch. For home, car, travel, boat, or business insurance, do it anyway with NUA Insurance agents and brokers. Visit NUAinsurance.com, call, or stop by a branch today.
At Ron's Electric Motors, they repair and rewind all major brands of electric motors, including water pumps, generators, and the generator's back end, welding machines, electric lifts, air compressors, battery chargers, and more. They're equipped to handle up to 850 kilowatts and rewind up to 450 horsepower motors. They're conveniently located on the corner of Wolf and Clarence Roads and are open weekdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturdays till noon. They offer 24 hours emergency assistance. You can reach them at 242-356-0249.
Burger King Nassau is taking spice to new heights with the new Baja Whopper and Baja Crispy Chicken sandwiches. Enjoy your choice of a flame-grilled Whopper or crispy chicken filet topped with chipotle sauce, guacamole, jalapenos, cheese, lettuce, tomato, all on a fresh potato bun. The new Baja sandwiches at Burger King Nassau pack plenty of flavor, and with an ice-cold Pepsi and fries or onion rings, it's the perfect way to fill your day. The Baja Whopper and Baja Crispy Chicken sandwich are only available and Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Revolution here on Guardian Radio. By the way, I want to send a shout out to my brethren. It's my best friend yesterday, celebrated his birthday. I know you don't want your name out here on this road, so just telling you happy birthday, bro. Love you. I hope you see many, many more. And it says, tell that fool you don't live in the Grove. They need, which fool? They only need the police to have road checks at every entrance to the Grove and pull over every small cube, march, paso, fit. I mean, I guess you can start pro-violent. This says, they are acts of people with no hope, nothing to do with where you live or how much you have. It's an internal hearts and minds thing, and there are different levels of hope from those who are desperate to those who see crime as the easiest option by way of greed or laziness. Yeah, I mean, and again, every story is not the same, you know? One, most of these guys are marked for death. They can't go work at McDonald's. Says, Airbnb is big business in Exuma. I can't find no apartment here. This says, there's going to be a lot of talk. Things may be ease off. But there's still a price to pay for the social promotion policies espoused in the 1980s. This wave could be on schedule. We must be biblical and step back to the causes. Okay. They're still doing social promotion today. Says, one, I agree with your stance with reference to Jo Beth Colby. Is she saying that if someone says something that one does not like, then the answer is to resort to violence? Unbelievable. I think she didn't properly think through maybe what she had posted on social media, and that's why social media gets you in problems. It says, great message, Juan. These Bahamians get caught up in celebrity gossip and life. Focus on the reality of our lives. Listen, when I get rich, right, after I make my first few million, and I could be around here chilling, I'll go talk about everything that's happening, right? But in terms of my daily hustle and focus, I can't give too much space to whatever's going on with Will Smith. Now, when a cabinet minister starts talking about this type of thing, I got serious questions about that cabinet minister's level of focus and what kind of message it is that you're wanting to be sending. And why would you, I would feel uncomfortable if my wife put like my picture out there and goes like, yeah, be like, because I'm trying to avoid violence, but in all circumstances, the last thing I want to do is fight. All right? That is the last thing I want to do. I'm going to use my brain. I'm going to use every option, my mouth, every option I have, I'm going to use to avoid violence. It just does not, I don't want it to have to be a necessary part of my life. I believe you should prepare for war, yeah, but pray for peace. Because even the takeaway establishments require you to wear a mask when safely distanced and don't have hand sanitizer for their customer. Yeah, it's nonsense right now with the COVID protocols. We're just spinning our wheels. It says, Juan, I guess her husband has a gun. These guys on the road aren't fighting with their bare hands. Well, and this is the thing, right? Once you start to excuse listen, people often don't consider the starting point of the violence, right? It's the end point that makes the news. So, to me, I'm telling my kids, look, you want to make sure that you can protect your family, protect your wife and everything. Always exercise your best judgment, all right? Learn to corral your emotions, right? If there is a situation where you are cornered and you have to fight, you have to defend yourself and your family, by all means do that. But in all circumstances, try to avoid that. This is one, that advice about filling up your tank, they're getting $20 more at half tank, with all due respect, that's garbage. It's the same principle as when they asked Fauci and the CEO of Pfizer about vaccination. Point is, they'll never tell you anything that's going to reduce sales. Also, what do you think about the quality of gas we're getting these days? Seems like some prices went up. Gas runs out much faster. Any chance an investigation can be done on this? That's an interesting point. I don't know that that is something to... Says, I'm not ready to go into a church or store or gathering without a mask yet, even the mandate's removed. There are still some cases out there I choose to protect myself, especially with all the tourists here. I've had COVID and don't want to get it again. And that's perfectly fair. And if there were no health rules and you wanted to go wear a mask, go knock yourself out. All right? This is a lot of text. I'm sorry, I can't get to all these. What if a grown woman approaches me at a bar or a club, starts to get touchy-feely with me and we're both drinking? How do they take advantage of anybody? Well, listen. For the avoidance of all drama and confusion, yes, have your touchy-feely, don't have sex, all right, if you're both wasted. One, we must be waiting on the competent authority to tell us stop wearing masks, I guess. This says, exactly, the morning show spent more than an hour talking about Will Smith and Chris Rock. I thought it was ridiculous. I mean, I only care about it in the context that the cabinet minister felt the need to weigh in on it, and now the F&M chairman's weighing on it. But Will Smith and Jada Pinkett and Chris Rock don't have a Jesus Christ thing to do with us. I'm so sorry. I know you guys want to drift into it, and you love talking about this celebrity nonsense. I got so much going on. If that's what you want to dwell on, no problem. Me, I got real life issues happening here. So that's all I could say about that. All right. But I do think it's inappropriate for a cabinet minister to be espousing that sort of talk. All right. I don't get it. There's got to be a lot going on. Speak about the gas prices. Let's talk about that. Let's address that. Let's deal with that. Gas prices. I got a lot going on. Jitney fares. Yeah. Boats. crime. We got a lot. There's no shortage of stuff that we could talk about. Access to land. Right? Wasn't that her thing? Just housing?
Yeah.
Let's talk about all that. I think that's a more productive use of our time. Okay, we got to go. Lord Winland will be back tomorrow. You guys take care out there. Have a great day, Bahamas.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk.